That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stream the show live every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I retweeted the picture of the dodo in the wild. Puss sent me. Oh, okay. Your backyard, Puss, you didn't have any damage.
No. Somebody sent that to me yesterday.
Yeah. And there's already a hashtag out there called Tornado Omaha 2024. And I just retweeted a picture of this dildo laying in the... It's like laying on a grill, you know?
I'm curious how much survivor guilt there is out there now. You know, your neighbor, someone who lived four houses away.
Or one house away.
Right, yeah. His house is gone, and your house is fine.
You see that a lot in tornadoes, right?
But
the drone footage I saw, there were a lot back to back to back to back to back, and houses are all done, you know?
Back.
Yeah, I mean, in this instance, like in Mid and Iowa especially, you know, entire neighborhoods got wiped out.
Yeah, but you're right, though. I did.
There were also like neighborhoods that got spared.
Yeah.
And I wonder if those people feel badly.
Well,
it's house to house.
The house to house, I think you feel badly because you're right. Your house and then your neighbor's house is done and yours is just sitting there, nothing. It's crazy how those things work, you know?
Nick
had a great point. I don't listen to this kind of stuff, but he's in town playing a couple big shows. Country singer Zach Bryan. He's got two shows at CHI, right?
Yeah, one tonight and one tomorrow night.
All right. God, that must be big. I have no idea this guy.
I like his music.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean he's any good.
Well, he's not bro country. He's like legit.
He's not bro country. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Whatever, but apparently he was out. I saw him in some neighborhoods outside of Omaha. But people recognize him. He was trying to help, and they were taking pictures, but then jackasses thought he was out there for pub, right?
Yeah, there was somebody that... My daughter had seen on social media that posted like, I'm getting rid of my tickets. He's using this as a publicity stunt. Like, this dude didn't need that. His show sold out basically instantly. He's doing this because he's a good dude. It's like, no, you can't do anything without somebody being like, bleh.
I have a difficult time separating all the Zachs and Lukes in bro country music these days. So if somebody could break that down for me.
He looks like an average Joe.
I'd appreciate that.
But the fact is, you're right, Nick. I mean, if he's out there, people recognize him. That probably made their day for a little bit, their fans, you know? I remember because I saw the footage, and I saw Brett Michaels posted a photo wishing everybody, you know, in Nebraska – because his sisters live in Nebraska. I hope everybody's fine, blah, blah, blah. And he posted a picture. Remember when Pilger was destroyed, the whole town, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he happened to be in the area, and he went out and visited. And people were shaking his hand and got to meet a rock star. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, you're not out there for a pub. You're out there just to say, what can I do? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give
some people are just
a little,
nice people.
Yeah, a little respite.
Yeah, right. A little respite. Hey, there's somebody famous we can shake their hand, say hi to, you know?
Yeah, the pictures of the Zach Bryan I saw, he wasn't even shaking hands. He had, like, work gloves on.
Of course he was. Yeah,
working.
Yeah. Right, right.
That's crazy.
But you said some girl had tickets to the show, and she said,
Not going.
Anybody see my dildo, she wrote after that. Okay.
She's not going now. Why?
Because
she thinks that he's trying to do this to get just to get pub.
Oh, well.
You mentioned that he grew up a little bit. couple, spent some years here as a youngster?
Yeah, he said that. I wasn't aware of that.
Youngster?
I don't know when during his life. Yeah, youngster.
Know.
He is a little whippersnapper. Yeah, I don't know the backstory of that, but he did say he spent some formidable years here.
I didn't say youngster. Somebody hit me. Man.
Yeah.
I also have a difficult time with...
All right, Peepaw.
As a whippersnapper. Yeah. He was a whippersnapper here for a couple of years, right?
These kids.
All my all the Serbian athletes now. So we got Novak Djokovic, and he's Serbian, but he's a tennis player.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then is it Nikola Jokic?
Nikola Jokic. Yep. Yeah.
And he's
right.
The Joker.
Yeah.
Right?
He's the two-time defending MVP.
He plays for Denver.
Yeah. Right.
Nuggets.
Ooh.
And then you got Luka?
Luka Doncic.
Doncic?
Yeah.
And he's the Dallas Maverick
Mavs,
guy.
Mavs, right.
All right. There's your Serbian.
The Slavic names are tough.
Yeah. They are tough. Yeah, they should be. They would really mess up anybody at Millard South, Nick. Because they don't look like they're spelled that way. I mean, or pronounced that way, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'd be,
no,
I'm out.
Yeah.
I said one guy's called the Joker, so you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
Yeah,
but there's any number of silent letters in a lot of those names.
Yeah.
Silent letters are crap.
Well, and the C's are pronounced, differently, sometimes in the same name.
Right. Like Luka Doncic is Doncic.
Yeah.
But you pronounce the first C with an SH sound.
Yeah.
So I retweeted this Barstool Sports story just this morning. Shoot me a video from this morning. There's one of those guys made one of those funny jerseys. It sounds like a Russian name, you know. Looks like a hockey jersey.
Oh, I saw this.
The number 69, and you spell his name SUCKMEOV.
Say it out loud in the car.
Yeah. You probably say it. I'll let you say it.
What did
no,
you
say? No, I don't want to say it because then I'm the one that ends up in the meeting if it's not okay.
SUCKMEOV, and it looks like a big hockey name.
That's
it looks like a Russian hockey name. It belongs on a hockey jersey.
Yeah, yeah. The guy's he obviously made the jersey. He's got number 69 on there. Right?
I think if you
that's definitely Jim in the hallway. Hey, right. We can't say blah, blah, blah.
See, that's why. Yeah.
No, say you the say car. It. SUCKMEOV, all one word. Yeah. Me off.
You'd have to
me off.
Put a little different inflection.
I know. I'm thinking there's a way we could do it without, but I don't think anybody should get it right.
Maybe it's Sook.
Yeah.
That's a trap waiting to happen for
it
all
is.
Of us.
Yeah. If you have a good Russian accent push, try that.
I don't.
I know.
I don't have any good accents. I have the ones that I do, but not the good ones.
There was a old...
Pip, pip, cheerio has some merit.
Yeah. This is some more show history, but there was an old wacky songwriter named Red Peters.
Yes.
And he liked
I can't say that
he'd
word.
He liked to employ a lot of Russian, fake Russian names. I'm really not comfortable.
Fat Chick was the end of the name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And slow it down and say it again.
I did.
There was also one that started with...
How about that puss, man? It was crazy.
Ivan Kutcha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then the last two syllables I really can't string together.
Yeah, this is his bit. We can't do that.
Right.
I can't get it right.
No, Red could pull that off, yeah. Oh, Red Peters. She's still alive?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah, let's
He's
find
hanging out.
Out
with Yakov.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was hardcore,
73
though.
Years old.
Okay.
Still alive.
Now, Nick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of sports, I saw this story years ago, and the guy died. That's why he's back in the news. It was a story about these two old Yankees that were traded, two old baseball players that were traded, and they traded wives and houses in different
cities. Yeah, I've never heard this story before. Fritz Peterson.
It's a crazy story, yeah. Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, well, it turns out that he well, he was playing with the Yankees. He had a teammate, and their families were hanging out, and he's like, I kind of like hanging out with your wife more than I like hanging out with mine, and you like hanging out with my wife more than you like hanging out with yours. So not only did they trade spouses, the kids, they just traded kids. And
they traded kids? Yeah. Or they raised each other's kids?
They raised each other's kids. Well, yeah.
Well, the kids were going to stay with the mom. That's why.
Yeah, so the kids stayed with the mom. And it like this guy, like the Fritz stayed with the spouse and kids he traded for.
And dogs.
And it didn't work. And dogs. Crazy.
And dogs.
And the other dude, it didn't work out for. So the like his actual biological kids had a stepdad for a while, and then he was out of the picture, and their real dad was like, well, I got new kids now.
So he didn't pay attention to his biological kids just because they weren't in the house? That makes no sense.
We traded.
So he died. That's why it's back in the news.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, he died at 82.
The strangest trade in baseball history occurred March 4th, 1973. Mike Kekich, Rich Peterson held separate news conferences during spring training. Their announcement, they had traded wives and kids and dogs.
That's a crazy story. Man, I remember it.
Yeah.
In the whole thing, I almost get the wife and kids, but the dog is too much.
How do you trade your kids?
Well, I mean, you could not like your kids. That's fine. But the dog didn't do anything.
But the dog stayed with the wife, obviously. So that's why it was your dog.
But the dog is man's best friend.
Yeah.
They'd been friends since 1969, so 4 years. The actual swap occurred in the summer of 72, and then they made it public the following spring training. It's a love story, said Peterson. Wasn't anything dirty.
They just both liked the other ones better. But the other guy didn't stay with the other one, did he, Nick? You said that?
No. Said he. This Peterson remained with his wife for the rest of his life, while Kekich and his former wife didn't last that long. As Peter said, that's the only thing I feel bad for, that they didn't work out, because we all figured it could all work out. And his kids are just...
The family dynamic part is, I still don't understand. I still don't get that they just don't... I understand you weren't going to live with your kids then, because you moved in with the other lady, and she's going to keep the kids at her house. Mm-hmm. But you would still act like the other ones would be your kids, and these new ones would be your stepkids.
Right.
Peterson,
apparently they didn't pay attention to his other ones at all.
Like it.
Okay.
Okay, the Peterson guy says the Kekich. Mike started the campaign for my wife in August.
Hit on her, you mean?
Yeah, this would have been August of 1972, he said in the 73 news conference. He talked to me seriously about it. He told his own wife, Susan, that he loved Marilyn more. So that was this Peterson guy's wife.
Right.
And the wives had to be on board, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Kekich's relationship with Marilyn Peterson was already over by the time they did the news conference.
They didn't even last until the press conference.
No. And Peterson, well, he was an all-star in 1970, won 20 games. Kekich, a journeyman.
What did the other guy play?
They're both pitchers.
Okay, got it.
Spend a lot of time in the bullpen.
Yeah, talking to each other. What about your wife? What about your wife? Okay.
Some of those third innings get long.
Yeah.
What if we just trade it?
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Yeah. For Peterson, he said,
there's pictures of these people, aren't there? What do they look like? What do they look like in 72? Like, what do the chicks look like? Wow.
The guys look like 1970s ball players.
Yeah. And the girls look like Beehives 1972 look, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the ladies look like.
Yeah, for the Peterson
they
guy.
Like they probably look exactly like my mom and Todd's mom. They were that age at that time. Yeah. You know,
there we go.
Early 70s look, you know. Yeah.
Do we have any proof that you guys weren't swapped for other fans?
Yeah.
Old Ed and Larry did the swap.
Yeah, the one guy, the Peterson guy, is still married to the former Susan Kekich.
He's dead now. That's why he's in the news.
Yes.
Yeah, no hits on the Deadpool, by the way.
Yeah, no hits on Deadpool. Yeah.
Yeah, I do just wonder what the relationship was like with his biological kids.
They're making a movie out of it. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. They're not going to star in it. They're just going to produce it.
Oh, that's too bad.
They're good, though. When they get behind stuff, they're good.
Man. Oh, and
they're a little old to play Major League
Baseball. Yeah, I was going to say, both those guys have probably aged out of playing Major League Baseball players.
Yeah, they're not going to be playing.
And the Peterson guy is being brought in as a technical consultant for
the... Oh, so Peterson's still alive, the other guy's dead.
Right.
Got it. All right. Well, that's cool. When are we going to see that flick?
Hopefully soon.
Probably still in development
and all that.
Yeah,
probably. Right, right. Cool.
Yeah. Well, this story that I'm reading came from 2015, so you think it would be know, in the works by now. So it might have been scrapped.
Yeah, sometimes those things never end up coming to fruition. Yeah.
2015, they would have been, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck would have been young enough to play pitchers then. Yeah. They missed it.
Even then.
I don't think you buy that movie with two really famous stars in it. You know, I think, you know.
Another casualty of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Probably. Still time, though. That's a hell of a story.
It is a great story, yeah. Come on back. If you trade it wise, we'll take that call.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.